Mainstream Media, Ireland's Classrooms Too White. By Virginia Hale on June 7, 2020. Ireland's classrooms are too white and children should learn about black history from an early age to fight racism, according to the country's mainstream media. National public broadcaster Radio Talifies Éireann, RTE, and the Irish Times both published pieces praising Black Lives Matter, BLM. Protests against police racism which have erupted into violence around the world. Ireland, which has seen protests against the death of Minneapolis resident George Floyd 6,000 kilometers away in the United States, must do more to boost the nation's anti-racist credentials, according to the mainstream media outlets. RTE lamented that teachers in Ireland are mostly white and middle class in a piece insisting it is so important to have ethnic diversity in Ireland because if you can't see it, you can't be it. In an article entitled Ethnic Diversity Matters in Irish Classrooms, published Saturday, the state media company spoke to teachers and academics who argued that racial diversity is enriching. These included Dr. Eban Joseph, a race relations consultant who has hailed controversial scholar Noel Ignatieff, who demanded that the white race is not deconstructed but destroyed, and his call to abolish whiteness. "We are never going back to being a monoculture. And we disadvantage our white children when they are not exposed to people of color in management or other senior positions," said Joseph, who claims the Irish education system teaches white supremacy. The allegation that more teachers of color are needed in Irish schools was echoed in an Irish Times piece last week, which also asserted that children should learn about racism and black history from an early age in order to tackle public ignorance. "A group of young black Irish people have agreed that these measures are required to fight racism," says the article's author, mass migration enthusiast Sorka Pollock. "The racist police brutality is not a problem in Ireland," she admits. "The country's Garda is guilty of microaggressions." According to Pollock and interviewees, including a black former student union president who denounces white privilege in Ireland. "I never had any issues with guards growing up, but as I became a man I noticed how they approached me differently compared to white friends," said 25-year-old Bonnie O'Demean. Breitbart London has previously written about Irish tabloid reports alleging that the country has a problem with gangs of teenagers of African origin wreaking havoc across Dublin. Contrary to the picture painted by Pollock and her interviewees of a police force plagued with racism, local officials said that officers are extremely cautious as they risk the eruption of a mini-riot each time they try to arrest one of these criminal youths, whose offenses range from shouting and intimidating old people in large groups to assaulting and robbing people of all ages, often with deadly weapons such as large knives. A source told the Irish Sun, "It's not just vulnerable OAPs suffering here. Innocent kids are afraid to go out and play." Gardaí had to respond to one incident in Swords where a 14-year-old boy was stripped down to his pants at knife point on the street just so they could rob him and ridicule him at the same time. "That's what you're dealing with here." Last year, Breitbart London reported how Gardaí police in Ireland updated uniform rules to allow officers to wear hijabs and turbans, with the argument that lack of ethnic diversity in the force was a ticking time bomb that could force immigrant communities to radicalize. Garda Representative Association, GRA, spokesman John O'Keefe warned that underrepresentation of ethnic minorities in the country's police force would lead to an explosion in our communities sooner than we might have ever imagined. "If ethnic minorities are marginalized or disenfranchised, history shows us they will retreat and extremists will take over, leading to the type of social chaos we have seen in many cities across Europe in recent times," the Garda representative claimed. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook. Breitbart London.